live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. We're going to highlight today's show by talking about two of the best and most iconic nonprofits in the entire Quad Cities area. We will start out by talking to Karen Churchill and Cindy Brown from the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. They have a mystery murder dinner fundraiser coming up because we're going to talk about Cactus Gulch, and there's death in them thar hills. So that'll be coming up in just a few minutes. Then after the news break with Link, we will talk with Ron Brashear from the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary for next week's Taste of the Wild. No baseball tonight on KQ&A, the Diamondbacks. Well-deserved night off. They knocked the Dodgers out of first place last night. A lot of fans were worried that the Dodgers might come into town during that three-game series and win the West Division and celebrate once again out in the Chase Park pool. Well, that didn't happen. The Diamondbacks not only took two out of three in the series, they knocked the Dodgers out of first place. The Rockies are now in first, and that creates a very strange baseball dilemma. If the season ends up with the Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs tied for the wild card, they will face a Dodgers versus Cub one game play-in. Dodgers versus Cubs, about $400 million in total salaries. Good for one game to get into the postseason. Imagine that. Well, like I said, the Diamondbacks are off tonight. They're heading for San Diego for three with the Padres. While they're in San Diego, there's talk that may bring Shelby Miller out to pitch maybe one inning in relief. That will bring a welcome and exhaustive close to his three seasons with the Diamondbacks, bringing a grand total of, I believe, one win in those three seasons, and all he cost the Diamondbacks was two everyday starters and a starting pitcher, which is why the Atlanta Braves are in the playoffs and the Diamondbacks are not. However, there was a big price to be paid for that. Two of the D-backs' top officials, DeJohn Watson and Tony La Russa, lost their jobs because of the Shelby Miller trade. So, one wonders once Miller pitches one last time for the D-backs and becomes a free agent, what other team would ever take a chance on him? And more importantly, why? Well, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just drop me an email at djphone. That's djphone at kqna.com. Oh, hey, there's a message right now. It's from Shelby Miller. Okay, well, I'll take a look at that later. So stay tuned because we've got Cindy Brown and Karen Churchill just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Cold water shock makes sense when you dive into the pool, not when you hop in the shower. That's where RED Plumbing comes in. We know water heaters, and we'll get you the right system. Exactly what you need to start the day off right or wash off a long day with a refreshing shower. Don't let water problems get you red in the face. Give RED Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or you can always find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 207. A real pleasure to have Karen Churchill and Cindy Brown from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. Karen, I'll start with you. What is Cactus Gulch, and what is this case of death in them thar hills?
Great question. Well, Cactus Gulch is an imaginary town in the Arizona Territory in 1883, and we're going to visit it and all of the interesting characters that inhabit this place for a play called Death in Them There Hills. Now, This is an interesting play. It is a murder mystery. And, of course, it's going to be solved by all the participants who have come to the event.
Now, when you get to the event, you won't know until you get involved in it who is safe and who is guilty or suspected, correct?
Not only is that true, but we have something that we've even played with. I'm the only one who knows who did it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That explains all the phone calls and emails she gets, right?
That's exactly
right.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Cindy, tell us, give us a little background about the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic and how you came upon the idea of this mystery murder dinner.
Thanks, DJ. We're so happy to be here and have Karen partnering with us for Death in Them There Hills. The Guidance Clinic Foundation has been around for many, many years, since 1986. The West Yavapai Guidance Clinic has been around since 1966, so a long time for both of them, mental health providers in the community.
You know, three and a half years ago, I was able to partake of your services, and it was one of those things where you never dream you'll ever need that, and guess what? When I needed it, I'm really glad you guys were there. How many people in the course of a year do you think say upon checking themselves in or making an appointment, I never thought I would need your services, however?
I think a number of people could say that. I'd be hard-pressed to give you a hard number, but I can tell you many, many people in the community, and it's so kind and brave of you to say that your name is on that list.
Oh, it is. It is, very proudly, too. And give us an idea, our listeners, an idea of what kinds of mental health services you provide, what kinds of things your patients and your clients are dealing with.
You know, we offer a number of services. We have children's services, so if you have someone who's in the foster care program, chances are you visited our clinic or do visit one of our clinic locations. We have a senior peer program, which is terrific. It's where senior volunteers go out and meet with like-minded people in the community so that they're not isolated.
Yeah.
Great support with that program. We have a crisis stabilization unit. It's been open just a year.
The police love it, by the way.
Thank you. How nice to hear. The idea being that when people are in crisis, maybe the police or the hospital are not the right place for people to go. We have our unit staff 24/7, 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm. And the crisis stabilization unit exists because in the past, before you opened this, there were sometimes people going to the hospital when they weren't sick or injured, or people going to jail when they hadn't committed a crime, right?
Absolutely. As we say, neither one of those places are the right place for them. We hope to be the spot that points them in the right direction.
Because I think previously you were asking police officers or medical people to try and be something they weren't.
That's correct? Exactly right.
Yeah,
yes.
Indeed. Well, on a much brighter note, Karen, tell us about some of the town folk in Cactus Gulch.
Well, you know, we're very proud of Cactus Gulch. It's been coming along very, very nicely. In fact, we've actually got a new level of affluence because, well, we're having a banquet soon. We're going to honor one of our own, a gold miner by the name of Dusty Jones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now, Dusty has really helped put us on the map, largely because of what he's been able to bring out of the hills there, all that gold. But we're a prosperous community, and we're going to have a benefit for him where we're going to all honor him. It's going to be emceed by the mayor. If you're not familiar with him, he's Beauregard T. Brady. And Mr. Brady is going to emcee this event, and we're going to have a lot of different people speaking about the importance that Dusty Jones has really had on our community. And we'll have people like, well, Abraham Patton's going to come. He is our banker, and you also might know that he had quite an interesting Civil War history. And so he's going to be coming. Well, Doc's going to be there. We got an interesting Doc. Not everyone has quite the Doc we do. Our Doc is Tricia Trueheart, so we don't have too many lady doctors out here. But we do here in Cactus Gulch.
Mm-hmm.
And one great surprise from out of town is we've had a resident for a few months, the author J.P. James. Now, J.P. James has been writing those really popular dime novels. In fact, the first one she published was actually on our own newspaper editor, Hannibal Hanks. Now, the story is with Hannibal Hanks is that he was abducted as a child, moved to California, came back, and, well, let's just say that he looks a little different from some of the rest of us, and he's been hanging around a lot with the chief of the Holy Kiowa tribe. So I think he's got a very interesting backstory. And, of course, we have our own little lady, Annie Elmsley. Annie Elmsley's that sharpshooter extraordinaire. In fact, you might notice that Antelope Bob Brady has actually pulled her in for his Wild West show. So she'll be leaving our city soon to go out and travel with that old Antelope Bob and see a bit of the world and talk about Cactus Gulch. So we've got quite the selection here of people. We hope you want to come and meet them all.
Cindy, did Karen write the script for this play?
It sounds like she did, doesn't it? No, we are so fortunate to have a director of Karen's caliber, and what a wonderful storyteller. Just a taste of what you'll hear.
Now, when you're putting together something like this, take me back to the seed of the whole thing. How do you come up? Is this a story that you purchased from someone, or is this something that you've brought together, taking the input of other people? And give me an idea how it came to be.
Oh, well, what it is this was actually a purchased play,
mm-hmm.
And it's wonderfully put together. It's amazing what has been thought out, including all sorts of wonderful clues and secondary and even tertiary characters that many of the attendees will be playing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that is just great fun is that it's really inclusive. We want to have a lot of people coming in and having a great time with it.
Now, the people taking part in this who are purchasing the dinner reservations, they know they may be chosen to participate in this, right?
Well, actually, what it is we're trying to get people to be excited about doing that in advance. So we've actually been soliciting volunteers for these smaller roles, things like the undertaker or maybe a cattle rustler or songstress. Or we even have a gypsy fortune teller. But all of these characters are all given notes where they know who their relationships are, and they all have clues. So the fun thing about the dinner is that you don't know who's going to be seated at your table, what clues you're going to get, but then the rest of it is you get to go interview all of the suspects for our murder, and you can go and talk to other tables, make friends there, see old friends, and find out what clues they have, because they have a different set.
So what you're saying is be careful what you say to your table mates, because it may be held against you later on in a court of law, correct?
Well, at least if you're one of the suspects.
Yeah, indeed. Now, is this a family-friendly thing, or is this primarily for adults? I mean, what are you recommending?
Well, I think that, you know, as a benefit, I think that probably people are probably thinking first that this is an adult affair. Yeah. But it is family-friendly for everybody. Mm-hmm. The murder is a bloodless, non-gruesome murder.
Sure.
Really, the whole fun here is in solving the mystery. And one of the things that is great fun with a mystery is that there are little mysteries that will be solved that have nothing to do with the murder.
Now, one of the many fun things about this is on the invitation, I understand it says territorial dress.
Oh, well, that's territorial dress welcomed, I believe. But, you know, we'd like everyone to really get into having fun with this play.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing about the Prescott community is, well, there are a lot of people who just really enjoy the fact that we were the territorial capital, and they've been able to celebrate it with their wardrobe. So why not have a little bit more fun, you know?
Sure.
Dust out that Stetson and see if your corset still fits.
Or if you have to, stop down at Whiskey Rollers. Lots of shops where you can be fitted for territorial wear, right?
Oh, yes. And it just adds to the fun.
Now, where is the money raised from this going?
It's going to the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
If I can take a quick side road here, DJ, and let everyone know that the reason we're doing this murder mystery dinner as a fundraiser is because one of our board members came to us and said, wow, am I anxious to be a part of something like this? You know the old Mickey Rooney, Judy Garland, hey, let's put on a show.
Sure.
That's exactly what our foundation board decided would be a terrific fundraiser for us.
This sounds like half fundraiser and half fun raiser.
Exactly, with a little friend raiser thrown
in. Indeed. You make some new friends at this, too.
Absolutely.
Indeed. So give us some details about where the dinner is taking place, when, and how people can make reservations for it.
The dinner is going to take place at the Centennial Center at Antelope Hills at the golf course in the city of Prescott. It's at 6 p.m. on October 19th and October 20th. Same production both nights.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of major sponsors that have been very generous in helping us get this up and off the ground, if I can throw a couple of names there. We're so grateful to Wells Fargo, as well as Genoa Healthcare, MI Windows and Doors, Unisource Energy Services, Steward Health Choice Arizona, and Sadie Sardi Designs, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm. And how much of a tickets? What's included with it?
Tickets are $45 per person. They can be purchased online at eventbrite.com or wygcfoundation.com.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who may not be online friendly, we'd love to help you do that over the phone.
Sure.
So that number would be 928-445-5211, extension 3635. We'll be happy to walk you through the ticket purchase process.
And Karen, tell us your role at West Yavapai.
I actually am an outside director for this.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, as most of the people in the community, we like to support these important services that really set Prescott apart. And I am just someone who loves to play with a play.
and Karen does have a day job as well, if we can jump in with that. She has been so generous to donate her time and her energy. Karen, in another life, what do you do in the real world?
I'm an adjunct professor in communications and humanities at Northern Arizona University in Prescott Valley and also Emory-Riddle Aeronautical University.
I'm going to ask you about that in just a moment. We have to take a break here. We'll be back more with Karen Churchill and Cindy Brown in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at KQ&A.com.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
As a state representative, Kirsten Sinema argued that men caught soliciting underage girls shouldn't be charged with child prostitution if they just claim the girls looked older. Now Sinema's trying to deny the truth. Here's the tape her ad uses.
Everyone in this body wants to address the issue of child prostitution. We know that it is dangerous.
Wait, let's listen to her very next sentence at the hearing, the one her ad deceptively leaves out.
I'm just not convinced that enforcing a strict liability on those Johns who are engaging in prostitution is really the answer.
Sinema still won't admit her mistake.
So has she changed her mind on the issue?
They did send me a statement, and it was vaguely worded, and you can't really tell whether or not she's changed her mind.
Kirsten Sinema is radically wrong for U.S. Senate. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 223 with Karen Churchill and also Cindy Brown from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic Foundation. I wanted to ask Karen, given your background and your profession, dealing with communications, when it comes, since you can appreciate a well-written book, script, play, whatever, isn't it amazing what passes for humor today versus, say, 50 years ago? Because we're still laughing at reruns from 50 years ago. Why are we not laughing at stuff we hear today, do you think?
Well, there's a lot of reasons why we're probably not laughing at things as much today. But I think that one of them is that we tend to work too hard to make things funny by tying them into popular culture, to things that are a bit more dated, as opposed to just looking at those great stories that could have happened to anyone. In fact, you know, you go back to I Love Lucy, and there's something about Lucy and Ethel on that assembly line that's going too fast with the chocolates.
Yeah.
Will we ever forget not only stuffing them in their mouth, but then into their shirt when there's no other place to get them, and they have someone watching them as they're on the assembly line.
We were in Los Angeles last week, and we were on the expo line going out to Santa Monica Pier, the light rail. And one of the stops on the way back was literally right outside the See's Candies factory. You have no idea how tempted I was to take my sweetie downstairs, take a tour of the factory, and see how close it came to the Lucille Ball episode, stuffing the candy. I just wanted to see if that ever really happens.
Well, and of course, you probably wanted to see if indeed it could happen, if you could work the assembly line for a little while.
Sure, sure. And when it comes to communications, obviously so many people these days, especially younger people, are addicted to their electronics. What is the good and the bad of that?
Oh, well, you know, there's so many wonderful things about it. I get very excited about these new electronic things. Someone who's late can actually be calling and saying, I'm on my way, instead of waiting for a phone and be able to, you know, get off the phone and then get in the car. I have instances with my classes where we'll be talking about something and all of a sudden a student comes up with something that we didn't know the answer to because he just happened to be able to look up the answer to something. We're always getting new things coming into the classroom. Mm-hmm. Those things are real exciting. Those things are wonderful. The other hand, we have a lot of distraction. Obviously, the distracted driving, if someone's letting us know we're late. And we also have issues in the classroom where my students are kind of tuning out on me and checking Instagram. You know, I try and tell them, but when you're looking at your lap and all of a sudden you start smiling, it usually isn't something I said in lecture.
You can tell, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think because there are literally millions and millions of sources for information and it can become overwhelming, do you ever see cases of, say, paralysis by analysis?
Oh, well, that's a great expression. Paralysis by analysis. We certainly get overwhelmed all the time. Even just thinking about what is going on in Washington today with the Kavanaugh hearings, what I heard on the radio on the way, what I hear out in the green room here before I came in, there we have it. It just, everyone has an opinion and everyone has their own opinion and things just get put out and out and out. And as a result, I think it's a little bit harder to really get to what's central.
Well, you think back to our generation when we were younger, there were three TV networks. And, you know, we pretty much all talked about pretty much the same thing the next day. And we all had, you know, pretty straight down the line educations. Pretty much the same things were taught, you know, around the country. And now it seems like it depends upon where you are. There are a thousand different ways to express communication. And is there anything that congeals all this together where we can have a common conversation?
I think we have common conversations all the time. But sometimes there's so much of it that we lose sight of it.
Yeah.
If you're looking at something like Facebook, there is certainly a unity that you can find on that with certain things. Just as much as you can find the disunity.
Yeah.
And it really kind of depends on who your friends are and what you're following. But if we take something that's perhaps more non-political or non-controversial, you can find that everyone's sort of looking at the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we have the aspects of popular culture that are negative that we talked about earlier, I think much with popular culture helps unify us.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly unifies generations. It unifies, I think, nationalities. It unifies political groups, much in the same way that, you know, before we had all sorts of humor or we would have small groups of musicians or actors who would really focus their emphasis on a particular group. Now the groups are just wider, and that group might have more of a global audience.
How interesting. Wow. And let's close this with Cindy telling us the nuts and bolts again, how to get tickets for the wonderful murder mystery dinner.
Just around the corner is Death in Them There Hills on benefit for the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic Foundation. We have half of the tickets sold, happy to report, and tickets can be purchased at eventbrite.com or by calling 928-445-5211, extension 3635. We hope to hear from some more folks.
And once again, which two nights and where will it be?
October 19th and October 20th. The Centennial Center at the Antelope Hills Golf Course in Prescott.
Cindy Brown, Karen Churchill, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Hope you pack the house for Death in Them Thar Hills. I'm working on my old Gunsmoke episodes here.
You're doing great.
I'm
fine.
Trying.
Well
I'm
done,
trying.
DJ.
I'm,
thanks.
I went from Marshall Dillon to Festus Hagen there. So stay tuned because we've got News with Link coming up in just a moment, followed by a chat with Ron Brashear from the Heritage Zoo. Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. We're going to talk about another fundraising dinner, and that'll be coming up after the news with Link on KQ&A.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Cable One brings high-speed internet to the greatest town on earth, yours. Now you can get up to 100 megs for just $45 a month for 6 months. No deposit, no contract. Enjoy faster downloads, better streaming. Up to 100 megs, $45 a month for 6 months. Connecting is easy. Call 877-687-1427 or visit CableOne.net today. Restrictions apply. Call Cable One for details.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia. Pitchers 1 hour air conditioning. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Prescott Valley Automotive. Waters Garden Center. Eric Propane. Primavera Online School. Al's Auto Body. House Chilson. Country Bank. Prescott True Value. Affinity RV. Yavapai Bottle Gas. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Heating and Cooling. And Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs visit the Padres. Friday at 7. On AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Get our lowest prices on our best selection ever
during discount days at Findlay GMC.
Now through October 1st, up to $12,000 on every new GMC.
The 2018 GMC Yukon Denali.
Styling begins with a satin chrome finished grille and perforated first and second row Milan leather seating.
Now discounted up to $7,027.
The 2018 GMC Acadia.
Inside, a premium, quiet, versatile cabin is ready for anything.
Outside, the sculpted design looks good everywhere.
Now discounted $9,996.
That's 20% off MSRP.
The 2018 GMC Sierra SLT Crew.
Bold design, robust capability, and comfortable quiet cabin.
Now discounted up to $12,000.
That's over 21% off MSRP.
Save thousands.
Findlay GMC Buick Prescott at FindlayBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. GMC, we are professional grade.
Offers for one qualified buyer. Does not include tax, license, title fee, $495. Stock numbers. G39947, G40561, G39714. Subject to prior sale. Expires February 2018. Dealer for complete details and any restrictions.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The Prescott Valley Police Department is thanking the Prescott, Arizona Kennel Club for some generous donations.
Monday was the last day of the club's annual championship dog show at the Prescott Valley Event Center. Spokesman Cody Tuning says the police department will benefit from two $1,500 donations.
The $1,500 will go solely towards the Safety Around Dogs program. The program is geared to third grade classes around Prescott Valley. The canine unit plans to use the donation for training and general canine equipment.
Tuning says department officials received the donation during the event.
The show chairman, Rich Meislewick, and the club president, Ginger Bice, graciously presented both donations.
The five-day event hosted as many as 1,200 dogs per day. For more information on this story, log on to kqna.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority is getting funding for 5 new firefighters. The authority board has approved a staffing for adequate fire and emergency response, or SAFER grant. Chief Scott Freitag told board members Monday the grant will allow the district to develop an alternative response unit for the area to handle calls. However, eventually a new fire station will need to be added. Assistant Chief David Tharp explained the federal grant will pay 75% for the first 2 years, and then they will pay 35% for the final year. The authority's obligation for 3 years is about $400,000, which has been budgeted. Grant funding starts once firefighters are hired, and staff expects the testing process to get underway next month. Increased call volume coupled with a decrease in the reliability ratings of 3 core stations, along with an increase in response times, prompted officials to look at ways to add personnel. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear sunny skies in the forecast for the next few days. Expect an overnight low of 57 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 87 tomorrow and a high of 83 on Saturday. 61 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 96 and a high on Saturday of 93. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Look for the grand opening of the brand new Findlay Subaru Prescott state-of-the-art facility November 10th. We're pretty excited to have a new place to present the Subaru lineup. So during September's under-construction pre-grand opening event, Findlay Subaru Prescott is working to sell all remaining 2018s to make room for our special allocation on new Subarus for our grand opening celebration. We want to see a new Subaru in everyone's driveway, so you'll have the safety of Subaru's symmetrical all-wheel drive this coming winter. Come in, take a test drive, and see how much you can save during our under-construction pre-grand opening event. You want to buy a new Subaru, and we want to sell you one. Right now, you can finance a new 2018 Findlay Subaru Impreza for as low as 0% APR or lease for $165 a month. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
For well-qualified buyers, now through October 1st, lease Impreza Standard 2.0 i4D5MT model code JJA-01 for 36 months with $19.95 due at signing, zero security deposit.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:38. I mentioned at the start of the show we had two great nonprofits and fundraisers to talk about today. This one is the Taste of the Wild. It's coming up very, very soon, a week from Sunday, and Ron Brashear is here to talk about it. Ron, what's going on at the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary?
Well, busy, 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 as you could imagine. So Taste of the Wild, that's our largest fundraiser of the year. And this year we have a theme of New Year's in October, so it's just going to be a really fun party. It's going to be Sunday, October 7th at 2 o'clock till 6 o'clock. We're going to have taste from your favorite local restaurants, wineries, and breweries, behind-the-scenes tours, and actually, for anyone that's at the event, we're going to have a pretty special encounter. We have an enclosure that we have not opened yet for our sika deer and our fallow deer. So we're going to do a little bit, let's call it a soft opening. So we're just going to walk around there, you get to see. And we had baby deer back there from June and July. So even they're getting a few months old, they're still tiny. So it's going to be a pretty good special treat because that's still probably a couple months out before we actually open those enclosures. So that'll be a nice treat for other people. As well, we're going to have a huge silent auction and a really nice raffle. We have different entertainment. We're actually going to have Sugar and the Mint's going to be playing for us.
That is the best young band in Arizona.
That's what I'm hearing. And I've heard a little bit of them, but I haven't been able to see them in person. So, and I think there's a lot of people we talked to said they haven't been able to see them, so this is the chance to do that, yep. which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to have different animal encounters, different animal feedings, so that's pretty neat. And Emery Riddle is kind enough to let us do parking over there, because if anyone's been to the Heritage Park Zoo, they do have a little bit of a smaller parking lot, so we're going to have signs directing people over there and free shuttles to bring you back and forth. It's just going to be a really, really fun day.
What exactly is the sanctuary as opposed to a zoo?
The sanctuary, what's totally different between the two of these is that we actually have all rescues. So we don't go out and find animals, they find us. And we also take in rescues. We take over 200, I think this year it's over 250 animals that are just come in that are hurt. So we bring them in, try to see if we can get them back in the wild, if not, put them into rehab facilities to help them out. So we do quite a bit with the community, which is nice, and we get lots of calls.
I bet. And these are almost any kinds of animals, right?
Correct.
So that kind of puts you guys up against the wall with having to come up with the right food, you know, liquids, things like this, treatment and everything, correct?
Exactly, which is why we're having a fundraiser.
There you go. There you go, because that can't be cheap.
It is not cheap, but we have wonderful people that do help out, donations, things of that sort. But definitely when it comes to a fundraiser, that is what we have to – it helps keep everything going. So mm-hmm. people ask, why do you have the fundraiser this time of year? Well, winter is sort of our slow time of year, shall we say, and this helps keep the zoo going. All the funds go to helping the animals and the zoo, and we get to keep going for the year, which is what we're always looking for. And let me mention how you can buy tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You can get tickets a few different places. We have our website, www.heritageparkzoo.org, and you can go there, look under events, and you can click a button and purchase right there, or you can call us at 928-778-4242. Once again, 928-778-4242. Do extension 10 if you remember, and you can purchase them that way. Or we also have our Facebook page, which I encourage everybody to follow us on Facebook. We do different little animal photos, stuff like that, but we do have an event page right there, so you can click on events, see Taste of the Wild, and that'll take you to the link as well.
So describe for us your animal population.
We have over 200 animals, which is quite a bit, because we're only 10 acres, mm-hmm. So to think how many animals we have a couple real ones that have been there for quite a while, like Shosh, our bear, and then we also have Gus, and then we have Cassie, our tiger. We have some beautiful, beautiful clouded leopards on loan, actually, from Zoo Miami, which have been there for a few years now, and those are actually what's on the front of our flyer, which people love the leopard.
Mm-hmm. I had to smile when I saw on your press release the term special animal encounters. Have you ever heard what happened with the actress Sharon Stone and her husband?
I did not.
Several years ago, she was married to the publisher of the San Francisco Examiner newspaper, Philip Bronstein. And Philip Bronstein had always had this strange desire to meet a Komodo dragon. Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not a nice little animal,
no.
is it? But he always wanted to see one. So for Father's Day, she arranged for a special VIP behind-the-scenes tour of the L.A. Zoo. And she took him there for Father's Day, and the handler took them into the Komodo dragon's pen. And the handler said, you know what, Mr. Bronstein, you're wearing white shoes. You might want to take those off because we feed this animal white rats. So he takes off the white shoes, and he's wearing white socks. Well, the animal decides, boy, that looks like a white rat, and those are really tasty.
Oh, no.
And he attacked the publisher, completely crushed his foot in its jaws, and the publisher of the San Francisco Examiner had to have his foot completely restructured at the hospital.
Wow.
And so whenever I see special animal encounters, I gather you're not going to have a Komodo dragon, are you?
No, and let me make clear, that does not happen at the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary.
But do you ever see behavior from visitors which makes you go, you know, you really shouldn't be putting your hand in there like that?
Yes, we do. We are. What's really nice about our zoo is it's a very intimate environment.
Yeah.
You get very close to the animals, and sometimes, and they see Cassie all the time. They see some of these animals, and, you know, they are wild.
Yeah.
So they almost think of them as, oh, these are real kind because they're just mm-hmm. sitting there behind the fence. But yeah, we definitely don't want to encourage you going past the fence, which mm-hmm. we have had to tell people here or there, do not jump the fence or come back over.
Yeah.
But no, that doesn't really happen. But yeah, we want to make sure it doesn't happen, and we keep keep people away from that, because that's what's really neat about our zoo. People get to know the animals and sort of think after a couple of years, oh, this is, you know, I've bonded with this animal and I want to get closer. No.
Surprise, surprise.
Yes.
Yeah, they are still wild.
Yes,
so give me a little bit of your background. What eventually led you to the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary?
Well, I've been doing marketing and sales and things like that pretty much my whole life, so it was pretty easy to come over here because I really like the zoo and I really want to help push the events that we have going and try to create some more events, which we're going to try to do next year. And we actually just had a Sip and Paint last week, which was one of our first that we've ever done, and that was a huge success.
Mm-hmm. So, and I believe the Zoological Sanctuary has a big anniversary coming up.
It's crazy to think, but yes, Heritage Park Zoo has been around for 30 years, so it started in 1988, and we're going to have a nice little festivity on, so it's going to be November 3rd and November 4th. It's going to be a weekend. We're going to celebrate the 30th anniversary at the same time as, like, Fall Fest.
Mm-hmm.
So the Saturday, we're going to have a bounce house. Actually, Saturday and Sunday, we're going to have a bounce house. It's just going to be a fun environment. Then Sunday, we're really going to celebrate the anniversary. We're going to try to bring some people that have been there, you know, from the very beginning. Have a few different things going on as well, so people can sort of celebrate what's going on for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been there quite a while, right?
No, I've actually only been there about 4 months, so
really?
I'm newer, yes.
So this coming winter will be the first one here for you with the zoo, right?
Working there, correct.
Working. I'm kind of curious what you have to do regarding the animals when things get cold, because once in a while it will get down to the teens at night here.
That it does.
But at least you're not Flagstaff.
It is,
no
12
feet of snow. No,
I'm from Michigan, so that's, you know,
you
real
had
cold.
Your share.
Exactly.
I bet you miss the humidity in summer, don't you?
Oh, so much. And the flies. But anyway. But definitely, like some of the animals we do have to, like we have our Galapagos tortoises that were here this year. We had them for the summer, but we've already taken them back where they have to be enclosed for the winter. So a lot of those type of animals will shelter someplace else or bring into our indoor facilities, so they'll be off exhibit. But, we do have that, and you'll see little warmers here and there for some of the animals to try to make sure they stay warm, but most of them can handle the winter pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Do you take donations for people who want to make sure these animals are well fed, well cared for?
Absolutely. So you could do the same by giving us a call, or actually if you go to our website, we have a donate button, and if you're at the zoo, we always have a little jar there that you can donate, or if you're at the gift shop, to say, hey, I'd like to make a donation. You can also adopt animals.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty neat. So let's say your favorite animal is Shosh, our bear. You can actually make a request to say, I'd like to adopt that, and we actually have a sheet, and there's different pricing for which animal it is, and you can adopt them, and that really helps them out, and once again helps the zoo out, because being a nonprofit, we're always looking for as much, trying to make sure we can keep going.
Indeed. So tell me how often you guys invite school groups.
We try to do that, actually. This right now, we see them all the time. So we have school groups that will come out. I think yesterday I seen a couple of school buses there. We have an education department that actually handles all of that for us, and they do a great job. And I know we've been doing quite a bit of outreaches, so we actually take certain smaller animals, obviously, non-dangerous, mm-hmm. out and about to different schools so they can see, because we don't want to have what happened to the gentleman from San Francisco. So they're kind animals.
Yeah. So is your park open, for private parties?
Yes, that's one of the things people don't understand, which is really nice. We do a lot of corporate company picnics. We do a lot of weddings you can do there.
It is
such a beautiful setting for a wedding. It really is, if you're looking for an outdoor wedding. So we do any kind of event. So if you give us a call, we can definitely arrange for, like I said, corporate picnics. If you just need to rent out the pavilion, you just want to have a fun day, we can do a lot of birthday parties. So yeah, we definitely do a lot of different events.
So how did the animals, for the most part, end up with you?
Most of them, it's either going to be a rescue, so something happened, and then we get to say, you know, this is one of the animals that we can keep, or like our tiger Cassie came from a zoo in Nebraska that was being closed down, so they had no home, and we said, okay, yes, we can go ahead and take Cassie from you.
Does animal control call you once in a while?
Yes, we do.
Are there any kinds of animals you say, no, we'd really rather not?
Not that I've heard of yet.
Really?
I may have. I'm not the, don't like the snakes as much as some of our zookeepers do.
But you do have snakes, right?
You do have quite a few snakes, actually, and they go out there and definitely help get those. So we definitely get a lot of those calls.
Now, you're not a big snake person,
right? I am not.
It's a good thing you weren't with me the one time I visited New York City, because I came out of the subway at midnight. The plane had just landed. I come out of the subway into Times Square at midnight. Talk about a shock. Anyway, at midnight, there was a long line down the sidewalk. I'm going, what on earth are people lined lined up for at midnight on the sidewalk. There was a man there who had a 20-foot yellow boa constrictor, and he was collecting $20 per person to pose for a picture with that boa wrapped around your body. I assume that's a line you would not be getting in, correct?
Well, I'll say this. We have about a 10-foot, I'd say, yellow boa constrictor, probably similar to that one. And actually, I will say the color is beautiful. Yeah. And actually, one of the events we had recently, I went ahead and finally took a photo so people would see that I could actually touch the back end, where I have a 2-year-old where she just grabs the snake and wants to go.
They're fearless.
And we're like, don't go up there. But yeah, it's actually a big hit. We'll bring that particular snake out into the grass area and let people see it once in a while. So it's actually pretty neat. But me, I did it just so my fellow employees wouldn't make as much fun of me, shall we say.
I can't imagine people doing that.
Exactly.
So what are some of the animals at the park that get the greatest response, both wow or ew, from kids and from visitors?
Definitely the wow is going to be the two bears and Cassie.
Cassie, once again, is
our tiger.
Okay.
So we have a tiger and then two bears. Those are pretty much right when you enter the park, and people just love those. They all have good character. They're just fun, especially Gus, our bear. Gus will go crazy. It's called Augusta. A lot of us shorten it up to Gus.
Sure.
But yeah, he's just, you know, he wants to entertain, it almost seems like. So, and we really don't get many oohs. I know we do have in our tarantula area, definitely.
That would get one from me.
Me as well. In the snake area, once in a while, I hear kids go through and scream, because we actually do have a rattlesnake in there. And they're like, whoa, it's safe. Once again, it's all behind the glass.
Yes.
But yeah, those are probably the ones. But then the clouded leopard people love. And then Jade, our mountain lion, that's one of the popular ones.
Oh, wow. So I have to ask you, do you have pets yourself?
I do not.
You work at a sanctuary and you don't have pets. How peculiar.
I have a 2-year-old. That keeps me busy enough.
I can see that. But if you were going to get a pet, what kind would it be, do you think?
It'd be a dog. And we actually had a dog, lived about 14. It was a beautiful Cocker Spaniel. Mm-hmm. Just had to put that one down about 2 years and a half ago. That's all right. But that's part of the life of, you know.
We always outlive them, don't we?
Yes.
That's the only drawback of having a dog.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we've been there, too. Understood entirely. Hey, how can people get tickets for Taste of the Wild?
Once again, you can go to www.heritageparkzoo.org, or you can call us at 928-778-4242, extension 10, or go to our Facebook page, and under events, you'll see Taste of the Wild. Tickets are $75 a piece. And once again, this all goes to supporting the animals in the zoo and keep us going.
And once again, the date, time, and location?
Is Sunday, October 7th at the Heritage Park Zoo from 2 to 6.
And that is Ron Brashear from the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Hope you pack the house for Taste of the Wild. Stay tuned, because we got some final thoughts and Monday's guests coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby, and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Does your insurance company seem a little robotic?
Here at Insurance Corporation, we experience pride in producing plans suitable for 87.023% of the entire population.
When it comes to protecting your future, no one can replace a human. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we sit down with you for a super check and together create a plan that's right for you. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
For 2,000 years,
We've defended life and cared for the poor. We've built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, I hope you can join me with Link Elliott Saturday from 10 to 1 for our sister station, The Mix 106 KPPV. We'll be hosting a live remote broadcast from Yavapai College's C-Tech campus on Ruger Road near the Prescott Airport. Now, there's never been a better time to use your skilled trades abilities to train with C-Tech for a great career that won't require a university degree and for which you can get hired right away, because believe me, this area's employers are hurting, really hurting, for qualified skilled trades people. So the Yavapai College C-Tech campus is a great place to visit. So come on by our KPPV table, meet the crew, take home some freebies from the station, and enjoy learning about all the opportunities for a great career for skilled tradesmen at Yavapai College's C-Tech campus that is on Ruger Road by the airport. Keep in mind, once again, Diamondbacks are off tonight. They will return to action tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday as they close the 2018 season in San Diego. I want to make sure you join us or stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro coming away at 3 o'clock, and then Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable with our friend Chuck Roberts. That's at 4 o'clock. Join me right back here Monday for Q&A with my guests, local musician Candace Devine. She has opened for and played with several first-class, well-known national entertainers. And also on Monday, Humboldt Unified School District Superintendent Dan Streeter talking about these crucial bond forums. That is Q&A Monday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.